how-tos for better loving God and others, how to live out the great commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the connection between God's love and changing your life.
There's no doubt that there will be changes that He may want to make in our lives, at least in your life, honey. I don't know about mine. But those changes that He wants to make come out of our deepened love with Him. And that is where we want to begin our new beginning, with who He really is. Did you know there's nothing you can do to cause Him to love you anymore? He's declared you a saint, a joint heir with Jesus. Could that stir your heart with gratitude?
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Welcome to Great Commandment Radio. All week long, we're going to be exploring a word you may have heard often, but not have a clue what it means. The word fellowship.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio, where every day you learn how-tos for loving God and loving others. How-tos for living out what Jesus called the greatest of all the commandments. Do you know what fellowship means? More importantly, do you know what it looks like? Do you experience fellowship on a regular basis in your Christian walk, in your friendships, and even in your church? This week on Great Commandment Radio, you'll learn the ins, the outs, and the how-tos of fellowship as God intended among the body of believers and in our marriages and families. Back to Dr. David Ferguson. What does fellowship mean?
Does it mean potluck?
Potluck. This is Terry Sneed, oldest daughter in the Ferguson household. It's a joy that you be with us this
week.
That's
what it always meant when I was growing up and going to church. A fellowship meant ice cream or potlucks.
That's exactly right. Well, it's going to take us a week to explore that's not what it means, Terry.
Oh, okay.
So, we're glad you've joined us. Be sure and visit us at greatcommandment.net. We're excited to be able to share with you a little of your day and what it means to love God and to love some folks around you. In what the Bible calls fellowship, the blessing of fellowship all week long. And today's program, there's a certain mystery about fellowship that we're going to be exploring. And it's the mystery that you and I are connected to one another and to Jesus. You might never thought of it, but you really are connected. And we're going to explore that as a part of what the word fellowship really means. You know, Terry, as we're going to focus during our teaching time, even in my own life, part of the journey for me to understand what fellowship means is that we really, in a mysterious way, by the Holy Spirit, really do have a sense in which we are connected one to another in our homes as moms and dads and kids and stepmoms and dads, yours, mine, and ours, kids. We really are connected as a point of fellowship with Jesus Christ. So that when Jesus, the Bible says, is excited and is honoring someone in the family, we need to be excited and honoring them. We need to do that within the church. So today we're going to explore the importance of being connected to one another.
Oh, you mean I not only have to just sort of share the same address, I need to be connected and relating to the people I live with in my home?
Could be an exciting possibility. So how about you? You know, the Apostle John writes in his epistle of 1 John, "These things I write to you," he says, "that you might have fellowship with one another." He was saying, you know, as the aging apostle, part of why I've written the Bible is that you might experience fellowship. Well, what in the world does that mean? It doesn't mean more than potluck and we've gathered around the ice cream. You've brought your blankets and, you know, we brought the s'mores and... Is that what they're called? S'mores?
Yeah. Around campfires. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while since I've had those. And is it more to it? Well, we're going to explore the fact that a part of what it means, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, when one of us is rejoicing, you know what? Jesus rejoices, and those around us in fellowship rejoice with us. That's a part of what it means. We really are connected to one another. Now imagine that possibility within your church relationships. How long has it been since you've celebrated with someone near you as you journey together in the Christian life? And in your celebrations, you realize maybe not only am I celebrating that John just got a job that he's told me about on Sunday, but not only am I celebrating that someone got a raise at work, but Jesus is celebrating also. That's what Paul's talking about. And this might work in a family too, Terry.
It really might. We've seen some real benefits when we do have fellowship with one another, and we've actually seen the payoffs when we don't have fellowship with one another, too.
Yes.
We've seen what it looks like, and then we have good examples about what it doesn't as well.
Yeah. So imagine the stretch that it might be this week as we talk about, I wonder if we could celebrate with those, now this is wild, who might go to a different church. They might even have a different denominational label on them. Is it possible that that could happen because, as believers in Christ, we have been connected to one another and to the person Jesus Christ? We are, the Bible says, part of one same body. Imagine that. Now let's apply that to the family for just a moment. Imagine, as you said earlier in their program, Terry, that we're in the same address. But inside there, it's not just a set of separate individuals, but God is longing for there to be a connectedness relationally between those people at that address and himself, Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Well, it's kind of like this, that when one of our kids, oh, let's say my daughter Madison, who's five, and she loses her pink sandals and shoes are an important part of my daughter's life. And she loses pink sandals, and we're looking all over the house for pink sandals. Well, the other day, we were looking all over for pink sandals, can't find pink sandals. You know, they're supposed to be in this basket in her closet, not in the basket. And all of a sudden, she looks under the pillows of the couch, and she finds pink sandals. And so she's rejoicing. Now, I am moved with something other than rejoicing. I was moved with something like, well, if you would have put them back in the right place in the first place. But thankfully, the Lord kind of kept my mouth shut that day, and I didn't say that. But that was what I was moved with. But she was rejoicing, and I needed to connect with her and rejoice with her.
Yeah. And in many ways, we might even apply that to the story that Jesus taught about those little children who were coming to him. And on that day, Madison was kind of excited. And in that sense, we can't help but imagine Jesus kind of excited for her. She's found her pink sandals. And yet oftentimes, if you just said, we can be a little bit like the disciples that say, you have got to be kidding. You have got to be kidding.
I know. Can really kind of deflate the possibility as a fellowship if we're not careful.
That's right. So I want you to imagine that the mystery of true fellowship is that we have been connected to one another and to the person Jesus Christ. He, the head of the church, we, members of the one same body. In our teaching segment, we're going to explore something. Doesn't sound very theological, but we call it in our teaching segment, are you ready for this? The Holy Ghost Octopus. Have you ever tried to teach this to your children yet, Terry?
No, we haven't ventured forth on this one yet.
But you know, over in my office, I actually had this little blue stuffed octopus.
Mm-hmm, I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's a great teaching tool to try to get people within a family to realize, okay, I'm attached by the Holy Spirit to the person Jesus. He's the head. And little brother is attached by this other little arm over here called the Holy Spirit to the head, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And mom is attached over here. And we've actually had a family each grab an arm of this little octopus and say, now imagine that when you came to know Christ, The Bible says that you were baptized by the one same Spirit unto Jesus. So I want you to imagine that you are attached by the Holy Spirit to the same person, Jesus. It makes us all one of the same body. Mm. Imagine that that possibly could be a real blessing to a family, I think.
Yeah. So just because of our relationship with Him, we can actually care for one another.
Yeah.
We're connected to one another.
That's right. Which means all of a sudden, we've got a lot in common. Mm. In other words, as a little brother, I look over there at my sister and I say, I don't have anything in common with her. You know, it's like she is so different from me. You know, she's all frilly and prissy and worried about dresses and I'm in the dirt. You know, and machines and toys and making noise. And yet you begin to realize, yeah, but we're holding on to the same person, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we begin to have some things in common. And so we're excited that you've joined us for this week's programs on the blessing of fellowship. As we apply it not only in our church relationships and the importance of having a caring, connected set of fellow saints that we are journeying together with, but also we're going to apply the blessing of fellowship to your home and your family. One of the first expressions of what the Bible calls fellowship needs to be taking place under the roof of your house, wherever you live. As a single adult, having your heart knit together with some other single adults, maybe as a single family, parent, blended families, whatever it may be, God wants you to experience what the Apostle John calls the blessings of fellowship. Thanks for joining us today in our teaching segment. Get ready for this. We're talking about the Holy Ghost octopus. And then practical suggestions in our closing segment on how you, in your church, in your relationships, can experience some of the blessing of fellowship. Glad you've joined us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson back with us in our next segment to explain a little more about the Holy Ghost octopus. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss the opportunity to visit our website today for today's free download. Every day a free download from Great Commandment Radio for you, and you have our permission to pass it on. And order your own copy of Kingdom Calling, the multimedia DVD, CD, and workbook kit. Kingdom Calling. You'll be supporting this station as you learn more of how to live out God's Word in your everyday reality based life. Kingdom Calling. Order your copy at greatcommandment.net. And don't forget today's free download. That's www.greatcommandment.net or call toll free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. The Holy Ghost Octopus. You'll find out next on Great Commandment Radio. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend Workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Hello again, time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the power of identity.
You'll find an interesting passage in John chapter 13. As Jesus heads toward the cross, He's gathered those disciples together in the upper room. And you remember the Passover meal. And very interesting in the text, it says, in Jesus, knowing where He had come from, all He had received, and where He was going. You know what it's speaking about? It's speaking about Jesus was secure in who He was, that He might give Himself for you and I. It seems to be grounded in that clarity and security of His identity.
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. This week, the blessing of fellowship. And as believers in Christ, we actually are all connected. Dr. Ferguson has a special term for it. He calls it the Holy Ghost Octopus. Here's David Ferguson.
Now, you won't find this in most seminaries or Bible colleges. Are you ready for this? Here's my picture. You know what my picture is? I believe if we could see in the spirit world, you know what we would see? I believe we would see Christ, the head in glory. And out of heaven comes descending the Holy Spirit of God. And he attaches himself to Brother Mo right there. And the Holy Spirit of God, attaching himself to Jesus Christ in heaven, comes and attaches himself over here to Brother Jack. Attaching himself to Sister Julie back there, attaching himself to Brother Jim, to Terry, to Katie. And I want you to imagine that picture. You know what I call that picture? That's the Holy Ghost octopus coming out of heaven. Now that doesn't sound very theological, but I believe that that's a part of the mystery that Paul's trying to get us to understand about the church, that we have all been made members of the one same body. We have been baptized by the Spirit into the one head, Jesus Christ. And men and women, I believe you're attached by the Spirit of God through the head, Jesus Christ, to every member of the ecclesia. Now, this is going to startle some of you. It's going to startle some of us because I believe one of these days when we get to heaven, some of us are going to be startled by some of the people God chose to attach. In other words, you're going to show up in heaven one day and say, well, now, if I was doing the attaching, I wouldn't attach that person to the head, Jesus Christ.
Dr. David Ferguson from our resource, Kingdom Calling. Order your copy at greatcommandment.net or visit to find out about our Great Commandment network of churches, online chat rooms, the daily free download, other radio broadcasts, much, much more, and Kingdom Calling. Order your copy of the resource kit this week and you'll be helping to support local Christian radio. That's a win-win situation. Kingdom Calling, free downloads and more at greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Back with David Ferguson and Terry Sneed right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Simple principle, as we approach this Lord's Day, there's going to be some of those people that we're going to pass in the hallways, be in a prayer group with, who are hurting.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
They've lost a job. They've just experienced the sad news of a cancer diagnosis. They're hurting. And as they experience that hurt, the Spirit of God tugs on the heart of Jesus. And by His Spirit, you listen. Listen to the Spirit of God within you, and you'll sense that that Spirit of God is tugging on your heart to move your heart with compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson, this Sunday, give the blessing of compassion. It's a way to practice Great Commandment love. For more tips, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. It's a blessing to be able to have Terry Sneed, oldest daughter in the Ferguson household, joining me all week long. Thanks, Terry, for being with us.
It's been good to be here.
And we're hoping that you will have tasted a little bit of what it means to be connected to one another and to Christ in what the Bible calls fellowship. We hope you'll also visit us at greatcommandment.net. We're going to have there some resources for the week. One of them is called Kingdom Calling, a workbook, a set of video, DVD resources you could utilize in your small groups. It'll be a blessing to you. You'll also find there some free downloads. One of the things that we have on our heart is that Great Commandment love gives first. So if you'll visit greatcommandment.net, this week you'll find some free downloads of family night ideas. Now, Terry, you've written many of these, but basically we're talking about families need to spend a little time together very intentionally trying to connect with one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the busy schedules of everybody's family, it can be real easy just to sort of go through the motions and not ever really look each person in the eye and relate to them about how they're doing, how they're feeling, the really important things about their day.
Mm. How about you? Are you possibly going through the motions? How about going through the motions in your church life rather than experiencing true fellowship? Well, how do we take it to the next level? One of the things we would suggest would be this. Next time you're in one of your small groups, your Bible study group is gathered, why not experience together Romans 12:15? The first part says, rejoice with those who rejoice. A simple sentence around your small group or in your Bible study that would say, before we get into today's lesson, let's take a few moments to just say, what's one positive, exciting blessing that you've experienced since we were last together? And as each of us share that, let's rejoice together. I'm excited that happened for you. It's neat you were able to do that. I'm glad God answered that prayer. Let's take a few moments to just celebrate right there in the room God's blessings. And then you might take a few moments to simply go back around your small group or your Bible study to say, since we were last together, has there been any disappointment, sadness, really troubling, struggling times? Maybe I've been struggling with an aging parent. Maybe I have had some difficulties with one of my teenagers. And we take just a few moments to do the rest of Romans 12:15. It says, mourn with those who mourn. Given the opportunity that we are so connected to one another, that when one shares something sad, Jesus is sad. And he begins to tug on our hearts that we can express some sadness too. I'm really sorry you're going through that. I'm really sad to hear that is happening in your family.
You know, Dad, I got a really neat opportunity last night to do both of those with a friend of mine on the phone. Sharon volunteers at a nursing home, and got to rejoice with her last night because she told me about how the staff of the nursing home had noticed how good she is with the elderly folks there, and they invited her to be a part of a training experience where she gets to increase her kind of role of caregiving in that facility. And it was just something real exciting for her. So I got to rejoice with her. And then in kind of the same conversation, she sort of asked me some questions about a situation that happened at church, and it was really a very sad moment for her, one of real insecurity and hurt. And so it was just a real neat time to get to do both of those. I got to say, hey, Sharon, I'm so glad the nursing home folks noticed you and how sensitive you are. And then, Sharon, I'm so sad that those words were said to you, and how compassionate my heart feels for you as I think about you having to go through all of that.
Yeah, the very same conversation, the opportunity to be connected in our celebrations as well as in our sadness. Taking maybe some of your church relationships, some of those with those nearest you to a new level. Not just going through the motions. Let's take our church experience, our journey together as believers, to the next level of true biblical fellowship. And also, Terry, in these closing moments, there's the opportunity for families to do this too. In other words, to simply communicate in some practical ways that we are connected to one another. Share with our listeners a little bit about a game you sometimes have families play.
Yeah, sometimes we do a game called High-Low, and you just go around the table and you ask everyone what might have been their high point of their day, and then you rejoice with them. You're glad with them. You celebrate with them. And then you ask if you if any family member had a low point of their day, and they get to share that as well. And it's so wonderful because our kids, even our younger kids, have started to be so good at this game that sometimes they'll pick the order. You know, Madison got in the car the other day, and she said, Mom, I know you're going to ask me about my favorite part of the day, but I need to talk about the sad part. And so I got to kind of, you know, comfort her right away about something that had happened. And it was just an immediate connection. And it just really facilitated some really good fellowship in our family.
Yeah, that must have been significant to her that we got to start with a sad one today.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's good. Now, how about you as a family? The high-low game. It'll help you move your family from just going through the motions to experiencing some of the blessings of true fellowship. We're connected to one another through the person of Jesus Christ. We're glad you've joined us today. All week long, the blessings of fellowship. What does it mean? It's more than potluck and s'mores. It's more than just, you know, those fun activities around the basketball court, playing games together. It's more than that. Tomorrow's program, you know what? I'll leave you with this thought. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Let's keep the main thing, the main thing. That's part of what fellowship's all about on tomorrow's program on Great Commandment Radio. Join us then, will you? Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with daughter Terry Ferguson-Sneed, back with us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio. Do join us. Between now and then, we do invite you to visit our website. There you'll find out about our Great Commandment network of churches, what Intimate Life Ministries is really all about, churches coming together to provide people with the how-tos for things like fellowship and marriage and being a Christian single and parenting and more. You can also order resources like this week's resource, Kingdom Calling, and you'll be supporting local Christian radio when you do. And of course, the daily free download, other radio broadcasts, and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call us toll-free. We can tell you how your church or ministry can get involved with Intimate Life Ministries and our Great Commandment Network, 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. More of Great Commandment Radio tomorrow as we continue our series, The Blessings of Fellowship.